God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us as we live as His children here in the world is from Psalm 46. I'm going to reread that, even though we read it responsibly. I want you to listen to it. In fact, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to concentrate on this psalm. Psalm 46. And it is the basis of a mighty fortress is our God. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. Now you can open up your eyes. I don't want you to keep your eyes closed. You might feel really comfortable and then fall asleep. Don't want that to happen. But I want you to think about where you go for quietness, for peace, to be away from everything in the world. Where do you go? How do you find that quietness? We owned two cabins in 24 years. One cabin we had for 17 years. And Karen's mom loved to go to the cabin because it was peaceful. It was serene. And so she talked about the rules of the cabin. And number one rule was to come and sit and look at the lake for 2 hours because it was peaceful. It was quietness. It was where she found peace. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about your life. I want you to think how busy your life is. I want you to think about how restless your life is. I want you to think about the old cliche, I've got people to see, places to go, things to do. And I want you to think about that in your life. And I want you to think about that verse of Psalm 46, where God says to the psalmist, be still and know that I am God. So often, we are so busy in our life that we push God off and say, I'll get back to you, God. You know, when I became a pastor, I thought, you know, I'm going to be going to church. And my beginning of ministry, I had two churches. They were 27 and a half miles apart. At a church in Langdon, North Dakota, which was only 4 blocks from the house. But in order to get there, you had to cross the railroad tracks if you were walking, so I would drive. And my first thought was, this is so quiet. I can have my devotion at church, and nobody's going to bother me. And my life will be just so nice and quiet. You think, what planet were you on? I got to church and the phone rang, or people knocked at the back door. They knew where I was. On Saturday mornings, I thought, well, I'll go finish my sermon at church. And I had an elder who always knew that I would be there at 8 o'clock, and he came and knocked on the door at 8:30 and didn't leave until 11. What peace that I have. But we have so much going on in our life that we need to find that quietness. We need to really know and hear our God. During a MASH episode years ago, Hawkeye, who was always looking to get into the nurse's tent, was asked to come into the nurse's tent and fiddle with the fire in this fireplace. And so as he was putting wood in there, all of a sudden a flash hit, and it blinded him. They wrapped his head with that cloth, and he would sit for hours. And when they finally took the cloth off of his eyes, he was disappointed. Because during that time that he was blinded and couldn't see, he heard things that normally people wouldn't hear. He heard birds chirping. He heard the water dripping. He heard all of these things happening. And how peaceful it was. Be still and know that I am God. So much time, or so many times, we don't take time to look at God's creation and don't understand or even appreciate what God has done. That God has created the lakes and the streams. That God has created the trees and the leaves that change and fall. God has created the crops that we drive by, the corn and the beans. And when we were in North Dakota, it was flax. And flax was purple. It was beautiful. Or sunflowers. God created all of these for our enjoyment, even for our nourishment. So many times we forget about what God has done. God has created this body that we have, the heart that beats, the lungs that breathe, the mouths that speak, the eyes that see, the noses that smell, the tongue that tastes. God has created all these. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. Have you ever really thought about that verse? God is our refuge and strength. He is there during the tumultuous times we have. The times where we slide down into the valley, that the valley is so deep, and we slide down there in our depression, or our grieving, our thinking. We slide down there. But then we come up the hill, and we climb that hill, and we're on the top of that hill, and we are just rejoicing to know that God is with us. That God gives us strength. God gives us love to share. Forgiveness to pass around. God gives us those gifts. And he says, be still and know that I am God. Not only am I creator, but I have redeemed you from all of your sins that you have committed in thought, word, or deed. Have you ever thought about the sins that you've committed? Oh, some of those sins we really know that we have committed. Some of those sins that we have committed, we want to push to the side. We want to say, well, God, maybe I'll deal with them later, but not right now. Well, the sins that we forget completely that we have done. God says, be still and know that I am God. I will forgive all of your sins, and I have done so. in the body and blood given and shed for you for the remission of your sins in Jesus. God says that he has done all of that, and that God gives us the strength to believe in him. As we confessed just a few minutes ago with the Apostles' Creed, I believe. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. What great and awesome God we have. It's like God comes into your life. Comes in to strengthen you during those difficult times. He comes in to be your refuge. He comes in to empower you. To empower you to be his child here in the world. Tonight you're going to have trunk or treat. Sometimes people say, you know, why are you doing that? Isn't that an evil deed? Well, it might be if we consider this Halloween, but we consider it Hallow's Eve. Remember what tomorrow is. Tomorrow's All Saints Day. Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the castle door not to have a revolt, not to have the people rise up, but he wanted to have a scholarly debate with the scholars over all of Christendom and the faith that they shared. He wanted to have a debate. He didn't want to have an uprising. He didn't want to change the church. God gives you that power so that as you are giving out the gifts of candy, you're giving it out with a smile and saying, this is from your God, a gracious God. Giving out gifts, sharing the gifts, giving you that ability to smile, to have fun, to enjoy life, but always know that God is your creator, that God is your redeemer in Jesus, and God is the one who will come to you in that strength so that you are his instrument, that you are his instrument to share his grace, his mercy, to be his ambassadors for Christ. The Apostle Paul, which is really utterly amazing, because this man who was Saul wanted to destroy the church. He wanted just to have nothing to do with Jesus. Well, Jesus had a lot to do with him. He turned him around 180 degrees. And he made him an instrument of his power and strength. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, talks about the thorn in the flesh, and he entreated the Lord to take the thorn out of him. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. That's an amazing power that God gives you as his weak children. But you're strong. You're strong in the Lord. And he comes to you so that you would take time to read his word. Take time in your life to hear the still, small voice of the Lord. If you recall Elijah, he says, I am zealous for the Lord, and only I have left, and I fear for my life. And the Lord told Elijah to go to Mount Horeb. And Elijah went to Mount Horeb, and God said, I will speak to you there. And so Elijah was on Mount Horeb, and a strong and nasty wind tore Mount Horeb to pieces, but God wasn't in that strong wind. An earthquake happened, but God was not in that earthquake. And the fire happened, but God was not in that fire. And then the gentle breeze, and God spoke to Elijah in the gentle breeze. God speaks to us, each and every one of us, through the small, gentle breeze of his word. of Genesis through Revelation and everything in between. He tells us about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and believing in Him that you may have life, and believing in Him you have freedom. That is the word for today. Freedom in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. In Christ's holy name, amen.